Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Then an argument broke out among them about which of them should be regarded as the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are addressed as benefactors. But among you it shall not be so. Rather, let the greatest among you be the youngest, and the leaders as the servant. For who is greater, the one seated at the table, or the one who serves? Is he the one who is seated at the table? I am among you as the one who serves. It is you who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at a table in my kingdom, and you will be seated on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus heard the disciples arguing who's the greatest. That means who's the closest to Jesus. From the other passages, we know that some of them asked Jesus when he will be in his kingdom, who is it at his right hand? Jesus understand they were looking for this human glory. But Jesus is not angry with them. Just teach them. If you want to be the leader, you should be the one who serve, not to be served. Many times, as a priest, I could be very proud and offended because maybe no respect from people. Many times the word of Jesus give me the light. You have to be humble. You should be the smallest among all. It's not always easy. Although I tell myself I have to learn from Jesus, but still the pride in myself is always growing. Some anger inside. So, those who listen to my homily, please pray for me, for my conversion. Sometimes my anger comes from this pride. I learned once more, I have to tell Jesus once more, I want to follow you. I want to behave as you. Jesus always keeps silence when he was accused. I think in his heart, he's praying for them, asking God the Father to give them the grace. We need to do the same thing. When we are offended, ask the special grace to bless the person who offended you. Be joyful, because we are close, like we live like Jesus. So let us pray for one another, to be always ready to serve, and not to be served.